Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me for this podcast being recorded and aired for October 20th, 2023. We're going to be looking at an interesting subject, and it's one that I, my students struggle with constantly and never get over because they basically live in the cul-de-sac of their minds, and they let their minds push them around and all that. Even though I've shown them how not to do that, they do it anyway, so they're lazy. Here is the question. This comes from Ryan in San Diego. First of all, he goes into, he's watched almost all of my TV programs. And Ryan, thank you for being so patient and so kind. And I appreciate everything you said. And I want you to know that. He asks, how do I overcome myself? Please help me. And then he talks about the idea. He thinks he's in hell, which he is, because when we live from the human self, we definitely put ourselves in precarious positions. And those positions are not always very comfortable. So how do I overcome myself? First of all, you must realize that we really don't have a self in our authentic nature. What we have is a human being, a human body, a human brain, a human emotion. We are a bundle of biology, as I like to call it. And because we are a bundle of this biology, we inherited many things from our forefathers, our mothers, our fathers, their grandparents, all of that stuff. And these formulated in our body as genetics. And these genetics then take their place in our proportional body and mind, and they influence us through the whole idea of emotional impulse. They impulse us to live. Most people are not living. They don't know they're not living. They're impulsed by their livingness. And they make a living out of impulse. Now, here's the deal. You've got to understand the bigger picture, Ryan. I would suggest you read Robert Sapolsky's Behave. That's one thing that you would definitely want to do. And his new book coming out will be interesting, and you may want to look at that. But let's do Behave. If you can do that, then you will learn many things about your biology and how it affects your psychology, and that the two are one, and blah, blah, blah. You'll know a lot of things from that. So you're going to have to do some study on that. And as far as the self is concerned, the self is nothing but a series of reactions that we have and compulsions we have, assumptions and presumptions that we have formulated into what I call the mechanism of living. The mechanism, let's say in my case of Greg and yours being Ryan. Now, do we take this mechanism seriously? Most people do, because they're defending their, their right to be the person they are in order to survive. And we take this very seriously, and of course it always causes us tremendous pain and sorrow, but we just don't seem to care much about that because we want to go on the way we want to go on, and we want to live as we do live. And we think this is all we have. Now, to search for going beyond the Gregory and the Ryan and the mechanism that they are, that is what would help you. That's how you get beyond the self. But to do that, you can't use the self to do the practice of overcoming the self. It can't be done. This is where everybody makes their mistake, and they insist upon it because, well, frankly, they're addicted to the idea of their mind, their body, their mechanism, their whole giddy up, as I like to call it. So what to do? You're going to have to spend some time not talking to your thoughts. You can't talk to your thinking. You can't talk back to your thinking. You can't allow when a thought comes up to think, oh, okay, or, you know, just respond to it. You have to pause. You have to wait. You have to build the observer, the watcher. If you are able and willing to do this, you will learn many things. You will learn how impulsive you are, how obsessive you might be, how biased you are, how delusional your mind is. And everybody's mind's delusional. Don't take it personally. This exercise is not for the faint of heart. You have to really get into it. You have to seek it beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. Now, if you do this, if you practice any of this that I've said, and this is just the minimal, this is the entry level. If you do this, you will start to generate insight. You will start to generate consciousness ever so slightly. And in that, you will recognize, oh, my thoughts are aimed at this. My thoughts are aimed at that. You will maybe question, why are these the only thoughts I can have? That would be a big one. Why are the thoughts I have the only ones I can have? Now, with that in the mix, now you are changing the way you live your life. When you are no longer befuddled, amazed, amused, or proud of your thoughts and their impulses, they are, when you are not interested in slamming yourself for having thoughts, when you can see that the strategy of your thoughts only lead to more contempt and the condition of having consequence, it is then that you have discovered the meaning of your life. You are none of the things you and I have been playing around with in our brain. Now, once this is understood, really understood, and you can have the experience of it, you allow yourself to have that experience, that is when something from the other shore can reach you, and you will start to see things in the light of something far different than what you have ever experienced before in your lifetime. It can be done, but it's up to you. It's going to take practice, and you're going to have to be patient in that practice to be able to authenticate it. This is not easy work for people to do. My students struggle with it all the time, and no matter how I explain it to them, they do it again and again and again because they're impulsive. They want quick, fast, easy, and it doesn't work like that. You are in a process of life when you're in the process of an authentic spiritual practice that will liberate you from what you call your life. And once that is realized in you, once you understand that, you go, oh, this is all an illusion and a delusion on my part. That is a very important moment. Very important moment. That will be the single most important moment of your life. I have no words for it, because when it happened to me, it was such a big aha. And the first thing you will do or want to do is go and apologize to everyone who you have been difficult with. That's the first. You'll know when you've hit pay dirt, because you will feel humbled, maybe a little agonized by it all. But once that happens and you understand what you've done, you realize what Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You will realize that the self-realization itself of all your mischief is the forgiveness. It isn't from some other person, some, you know, God in the sky or in your imagination. The forgiveness comes in the realization of self-awareness. And when that occurs, then you are empowered with a different kind of life, a life based in love. If you need help, Ryan, you know you can always call me. And thank you for this email. It was very helpful, and I hope it's helpful to my students as well. Thank you for listening, all of you. And I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.